A production of SDPB, South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The Senate will come to order. Leading us in prayer this afternoon is Father Michael Griffin of the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association. Following the prayer today, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the page of the day, Ann Kropa from Kimball. Please stand.
God of creation and sustainer of all things. This Sunday, our nation celebrates the anniversary of the birth of George Washington. We give you thanks that as our nation was beginning, that you blessed us with so strong and valiant a general. We give you thanks that at the establishment of our government, you blessed its growth with such a man and leader. In his day, President Washington challenged his fellow citizens to seek always the good of all, and the just blessings of cooperation and liberty and unity. He struggled and spoke out so that the disagreements of his day might not cause others to forget that from many we are one. And thus is he the father of our country, a father who challenges us still. And thus does he remain first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. For his life and example, we thank you, God of all nations. May you bless his memory among us. May you preserve our republic in peace. May you shower your blessings upon our state. And may you always uphold the nobility of this Senate and the nobility of her members. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heiderprim, Howey, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Gerstead, Klochek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Trebek, Barry, Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 25th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Without objection, we'll move now to Order of Business 8 for the sole purpose of taking up the Senate page resolution. And we'll return to motions and resolution in the regular course of business later. Is there any objection? If not, then I'd ask all the Senate pages to come in front of the Secretary's desk and face the body.
Senator Dempster moves that the Senate page resolution number 3 be adopted.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Senator Dempster.
Well, Mr. President, here we are again. I mean, these pages have come from the north, they've come from the south, they've come from the east, they've come to the west, and they, like us, converge on our state capital called Pier. You have helped us out, as you well know, how indispensable you are in this process. Really doesn't have much to do with coffee, because coffee doesn't have much to do with this process, but thank you for keeping us organized, thank you for keeping us on task, but most importantly, thank you all for keeping us inspired. You're fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Ahlers.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I have to thank you guys. You really do make the process special for all of us. You know, some of the things that we ask you to do may seem really trivial, but it does mean a lot to us in a very busy day. And with all, you know, we have such short amount of time that we spend here, everything you do really does matter to us. And personally, I appreciate all the questions and your interest in the process is part of what makes coming up here so special for me, and we really appreciate everything you do.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is Senate page resolution number 3, a resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the Senate of the 84th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to Lauren Albers, Mitchell Amon, Teresa Flahaven, Audra Hewitt, Camarilla Iverson, Ann Kropa, Danielle Long, Sarah Lupke, Carol Ann Malloy, Ryan Peterson, and Shawnee Price. Whereas the above named served loyally as pages for the Senate of the 84th legislative session, and whereas the members of the 84th Senate expressed their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now therefore be it resolved by the Senate of the 84th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service. Those in favor of the resolution say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
No.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie? Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Durstead? Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher? Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt, Thiessen,
aye.
Trebek-Berry, Valley,
aye.
Senator Durstead. Mr. President, there are 33 ayes, 2 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. Motion is carried. Congratulations.
Mr. President, just one point of personal privilege. I just would like the pages to learn this was a great lesson day. There are some people that sugar won't even help.
For the benefit of those of you in the gallery, those high school seniors who were just honored have been serving in the Senate for 2 weeks as pages, and I encourage you to consider doing that yourselves when you reach that point in your career. Senator Gant?
Thank you, Mr. President. The one thing I would encourage the body not to do is have these pages, because they don't think I'm sweet enough. So they filled my desk underneath and above with cotton candy. So I'm going to try and be sweeter for the rest of the session.
Members of the Senate, we have a number of guests here I'd like to recognize at this time. First of all, please join me in and thank the doctor of the day, Dr. Andrew Benamira, who is in the rear at the gallery. Would you stand, Dr. Benamira? Thank you for helping us today. Also, members of the Senate, we have the Boys and Club Youth of the Year contestants who are behind me in the gallery. I'd ask them to stand as I call their name. First, Ellison Last Horse. He was the Boys and Girls Club of three districts of the Crow Creek Reservation contestant. Also, Asahi Mueller of the Ellsworth Air Force Base contestant. Leslie Haynes was the Aberdeen contestant. Nikki Perucker was the Brookings contestant. And Matt Mustin was the winner from Watertown. Please stand and be recognized. We'll revert now to the beginning of our calendar and take up consideration of executive appointments.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of K. F. Nicholas of Roberts County, Sisseton, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles.
Remarks on the appointment of K. Nicholas? Senator Gary Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. K. Nicholas has been a proven attorney in our area. She's also served as a state's attorney for two terms. She's been a close friend of mine for the past 30 years. She's highly respected in the community. I ask for your favorable vote for Kay, the Board of Pardons and Parole. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hansen. Further remarks on the appointment? Hearing none, the question is the appointment of Kay Nicholas. Question being, does the Senate advise and consent pursuant to the message in the Senate Journal? As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford? Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie? Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary? Haverly,
aye.
Idaprim,
aye.
Howie,
aye.
Hunstead, Hunhoff, Durstead, Pocheck, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Teason,
aye.
Trebek Berry, Valley, Senator Bradford.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
So the question has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect, and the appointment is declared confirmed. We'll move now to reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 50, which was amended and recommends said bill do pass, and Senate Bill 117 and recommend said bill do not pass. Gene M. Hunhoff, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Taxation respectfully reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 43, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Tom Hansen, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1134 and recommends said bill do pass, and House Bill 1136 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 159, which was amended, and recommends said bill do pass, and Senate Bill 157, which was reconsidered, and recommends said bill do not pass. Jason M. Gant, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Transportation respectfully reports that has had under consideration Senate Bill 201, which was amended, and recommends said bill do pass. Michael Valley, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that has had under consideration Senate Bill 160, which was amended, and recommends said bill do pass, and Senate Bill 134, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Stanford Adelstein, Chair.
Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has concurred in Senate amendments to House Bill 1058. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bill 1140, 1173, 1227, 1228, 1239, 1246, 1260, 1268, and 1281, which have passed the House and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Members of the Senate, the following bills have passed both houses of the legislature, and I am signing them in your presence. House Bill 1021, an act to provide for a contested case hearing on the denial of a claim for the recovery of an allegedly overpaid tax, penalty, or interest. House Bill 1094, an act to require applicants for licensure as real estate brokers, broker associates, salespersons, property managers, residential rental agents, auctioneers, home inspectors, and timeshare agents, and such licensees who are the subject of a disciplinary investigation to submit to a state and federal criminal background check. House Bill 1110, an act to repeal certain provisions relating to limited liability for Y2K legislation. House Bill 1171, an act to exempt any school district from the minimum size requirement if it operates the only remaining public high school located within the boundaries of any county. And House Bill 1186, an act to reimburse and reward public school counselors who earn the credential of National Certified School Counselor. We'll move now back to motions and resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5, a concurrent resolution encouraging flexibility by local governments to accommodate the development of wind energy projects. Senator Roden moves that Senate Concurrent Resolution 5, as found on page 463 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion, Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. I bring to you SCR 5 on behalf of a constituent who has been involved in erecting some of these smaller wind projects in the town of Sturgis. And he asked me if I'd introduce this legislation that just resolution that simply encourages counties and other local governments to be as lenient as possible when it comes to writing ordinances restricting residential wind turbine and allowing the construction of those. I would urge your consideration of SCR 5.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on SCR 5?
Mr. President.
Senator Klocek.
Question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Good representative from West River. The ordinances that are in many of these cities, and I know we had some REA or telephone and internet, what do they call them, cell phone towers and different things like that. There's a distance setback for residential and for rural areas when those areas fall around. Is there a possibility you could include a distance in there with your resolution?
Senator Roden, do you wish to respond?
Certainly. Well, certainly it can be changed however they want. As I said, I was introducing this on behalf of a constituent, and this is the language he wanted. This was the language I introduced.
Senator Klocek, you still have the floor.
May I continue, Mr. President?
You still have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm here. Well, Representative Roden, I might encourage you to maybe hold it over till Monday to find those setbacks, because I can tell you from personal example, there is some laws and some concerns. There were cell phone towers put up around our area, and the distance was 2.5 times away from any major highways, any buildings. There were so many feet of the length of the tower away from any houses, those kind of things for safety concerns, not for zoning, but for safety. And you may want to address that in this resolution. I know that you don't want to say you're against wind power, but you want to make sure that it's safe, that it doesn't fall in the neighbor's house or even the neighbor's doghouse for that concern, but you may want to address some distances in your resolution. I'll leave that to your discretion as prime sponsor of the resolution. We'll support it either way, but we do need to make sure that it is safe, and we don't want to be saying to the people of South Dakota, hey, build those things right next to your neighbor's house, and then if they fall on them, of course, and all the liability issues and that. But it is a concern. There is some law out there. There is some concerns, and I know when they did the towers in our area, they had to put it, they had to move it, I believe, 2 or 3 times just north of Scotland because it was too close to a highway, and there was another place that was too close to a rural home. So, thank you, Mr. President.
Further remarks on SCR 5? Hearing none, the question is SCR 5. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Adelstein? Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Frisley, Dempster, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Idaprim, Howie, Unstead, Unhoff, Jurstead, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, no. Trebek-Berry, no. Valley. Mr. President, there are 18 ayes, 16 nays, 1 excused.
SCR 5 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Members of the Senate, Senator Jurstead asks the Senate welcome to the Senate gallery the 8th grade class from T with Mr. Bailey and Mr. Knutson. Would you stand from T and be recognized? Further motions or resolutions? Seeing none, we'll move to order of business 9, consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Howie moves that the report of the Senate moves that the Senate adopt the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1004, as found on page 462 of the Senate Journal.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Senator Hawley?
Thank you, Mr. President. Just the only change we made in this bill is that the Game Fish and Parks now receives a 24-hour notice from anyone who shoots a lion. And so I'm really expecting that this would meet with your enthusiastic support.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the motion is Senator Howey's motion that the Senate adopt the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1004. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? No. Adelstein?
No.
That was a yes, right? Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling? Aye. Bradford?
No.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos? Gillespie? Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly? Idaprim?
No.
Howie?
Aye.
Unstead?
No.
Unhoff?
Aye.
Durstead? Pochek?
Yeah.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson? Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen? Trebek Berry? Valley?
Aye.
Senator Klocek?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 28 ayes, 6 nays, 1 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. Motion is carried, and the Conference Committee report on House Bill 1004 is adopted.
Senator Ahlers moves that the word not be stricken from the report of the Committee on Appropriations on Senate Bill 163, as found on page 458 of the Senate Journal, and that Senate Bill 163 be placed on the calendar of Monday, February 23rd, the 27th legislative day.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Senator Ahlers.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Well, I'll try to be brief with this. I know that my friends in appropriations love the conversation of striking the knot. I had prepared a nice little speech based on the Hamlet to be or not to be called to strike or not to strike, but since it's a long speech and while I may enjoy Shakespeare, you may not. We often have this conversation, and it usually goes, we need to continue conversation, and the opposite side says, we had good discussion, let the committee process work. And in general principle, I agree with that. I think that there are occasions where we do need to continue discussion, and that it shouldn't be limited to the opinions of 7 people. That's why we have this option available to us, and it's not one that I take lightly. This is the first bill that I've ever attempted to smoke out or ask you to strike the knot on. I do respect the committee process, and like I said, I know that we have both our minority leader and our majority leader in this House that also have bills that they have smoked out and asked the same of you. I think that we can continue to go the way we have and not strike the knot, but in light of all the things that are going on in the legislature and the fluidity that is mentioned all too often, I think that this is a bill that is worthy of continued discussion and merit, and I would appreciate your support of striking the knot. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunha.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Well, I'm going to ask you to not strike the knot, and I think just to go back to the previous comments, yes, this was debated, and it's also my understanding a similar bill was brought before the House Appropriations Committee and was also sent to the 41st day. So this bill had some additional hearings and some additional eyes looking at it. So, again, I would encourage you not to strike the knot. Thank you.
Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is Senator Ahlers' motion that the word not be stricken on the committee report of Senate Bill 163 and that the bill if the motion passes, be calendared for next Monday. Those in favor of striking the knot say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Adelstein? Ollers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
No.
Dempster?
No.
Frisley?
No.
Gant? Garnos?
No.
Gillespie? Gray?
No.
Hanson Tom?
No.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
No.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
No.
Hunstead? Unhoff?
Yes.
Durstead? Kochek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
No.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
No.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
No.
Olson?
No.
Peterson? Roden?
No.
Schmidt? Thiessen?
No.
Trebek Berry?
Aye.
Valley? Mr. President, there are 15 ayes, 19 nays, one excused.
So the motion has failed to receive an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. The motion fails, and the committee report on Senate Bill 163 is left as is.
Senator Knudsen moves that the reports of the standing committees on education on Senate Bill 132 is found on page 461 of the Senate Journal, also judiciary on Senate Bill 195, is found on page 459 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? The motion is to adopt the report of standing committees. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Move now to first reading of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1140. An act to make an appropriation from the Railroad Trust Fund for the construction of a railroad siding. House Bill 1227, an act to increase license fees for certain non-commercial motor homes and trailers. House Bill 1228, an act to require mopeds used on public highways to be titled and licensed as a motorcycle and to increase license fees for motorcycles. House Bill 1281, an act to enhance funding for state highways by increasing fees for certain signs, displays, or devices. House Bill 1239, an act to create the South Dakota Boxing Commission and to provide for the supervision of boxing, kickboxing, and mixed martial arts competitions and sparring exhibitions in the state.
For the benefit of those of you in the gallery, those titles that the Senate Secretary just read have passed the House of Representatives, and now they're coming over for consideration by the Senate. And the first step is to read their title, and then the bills are assigned to committee. And so those bills, which were just read, are assigned to the following committees to give their recommendation to the full Senate. To Appropriations, House Bill 1173. To Commerce, House Bill 1268. To Health and Human Services, House Bill 1239. To Judiciary, House Bill 1246. To State Affairs, House Bill 1260. And to Transportation, House Bills 1140, 1227, 1228, and 1281. Second reading of consent calendar items. Without objection, we'll be at ease for just a moment. Without objection, we'll revert to order of business five to receive a late coming report of the standing committee. Is there any objection? We'll take that report then.
Mr. President, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bill 41 and recommends said bill do pass, and Senate Bill 141 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bills 100, 147, 169, and 184, which were amended and recommend said bills do pass. and Senate Bill 170, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Thomas Dempster, Chair.
Now we'll move, again, without objection, we'll take a message from the House. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll take the message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1004. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Now we'll return to Order of Business 12, second reading of consent calendar items.
House Bill 1026, an act to revise certain provisions permitting cities, counties, and counties to issue full-service restaurant on-sale alcohol licenses. House Bill 1028, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the regulation of real estate appraisers and the conditions upon which a penalty may be imposed on a real estate appraiser. House Bill 1049, an act to revise certain provisions regarding captive insurance companies. House Bill 1093, an act to revise the boundaries of the James River Water Development District. House Bill 1099, an act to revise certain provisions regarding insurance coverage for residential property that is destroyed while under construction. House Bill 1108, an act to repeal certain provisions relating to the purchase of stationery for county officers. House Bill 1111, an act to clarify and repeal certain redundancies in the provisions relating to the sale of substandard milk. House Bill 1213, an act to allow school districts to enter into group health insurance contracts that include dental and vision insurance, and to allow school districts to offer group health, group life, and group health insurance benefits to retired employees.
Items on the consent calendar were reported out of committee with no dissenting votes, and thus are not permitted. No debate is permitted on the floor. Only questions for clarification are allowed. Does any member have a question on any of the consent calendar items? Hearing none, the question is the consent calendar items. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Aye. Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson-Tom?
Aye.
Hanson-Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Unhoff? Jurstead? Klocek?
Aye.
Knutson?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebek-Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
So the consent calendar items have received a majority vote of the members-elect and are declared passed. Any questions on any of the titles? Hearing none, the titles are deemed correct. Senator Knutson.
Mr. President, at this time, I would move that we defer action on the balance of our calendar until Monday, the 27th legislative day.
Second. Moved and seconded to defer further action on today's calendar until Monday, 27th legislative day. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carried. Are there any announcements? Senator Adelstein.
Mr. President, Health and Human Services will meet on Monday, but we'll meet a little later at 8:30 a.m.
8:30 on Monday. Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator Dempster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate State Affairs meets at 11 o'clock on Monday. Not 10, 11. Thank you.
Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Transportation, 8 o'clock Monday morning. Thank you.
Senator Tom Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Taxation Committee will meet at 10 o'clock Monday.
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you. Joint Appropriations will meet for continuation of budget hearings on Monday at 8.
Further announcements? Seeing not a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Jurstead moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned.